The Andy Warhol Foundation for Visual Arts is a foundation that's been around for many, many years, and the intention of that foundation is really to advance the visual arts. And so we just received our first grant from them, which was really exciting for us to be recognized on a larger national scale outside of just Atlanta, which is an area we've been really hyper-based in for a long time. And so this grant was given to us really in part because we have expanded to the southeast outside of Atlanta and are really looking at how we can create better dialogue and connection between artists working in Atlanta and other artists working around the South. We find that in looking at a lot of arts communities, whether that's Atlanta, whether that's New York or any other city, arts communities can tend to have an insularity to them where there's not a lot of exchange outside of that community. Things tend to happen within a bit of a bubble, despite the fact that there may be a lot of really interesting parallels and overlaps between artists in our case working very geographically adjacent to one another. And so what we were really have been thinking about and figuring out how to do is how to better kind of take these more insular conversations and to open them up so that they're happening in tandem with one another, and it becomes a bit more reciprocal of a situation as opposed to just existing in vacuums, which is less helpful, I think.
I asked Darrow if there were any events coming up where Burnaway planned to use some of the $50,000 grant prize.
We have three critics coming this spring in March, April, and June, and they'll have public talks throughout the city while they're here. One of the big things they'll be doing are several. They'll be doing a lot of studio visits. They'll be doing discussion groups with artists, with writers, and we'll have several programs they're doing over the week-long intensive that they're in Atlanta to really introduce them to what's going on around the city. So this will be, some of that programming will be part of the grant.
Burnaway first started publishing back in 2008, and I asked Darrow what it means for her to get to the point of winning this grant after 7 years of work.
Oh my gosh, it is amazing and really exciting. I know this was one of those things, when my co-founders and I started the publication in 2008, it was one of those things we had a little inkling of an idea of what it could grow into, but we really didn't know, and I think it's really amazing to see that there's been such a great, we've always had a really great response locally, and it's been really nice to see how the organization has been able to sort of respond to needs that we've seen around both Atlanta and the southern region. But this award in particular is one that's always like a golden goose where, you know, we've been saying for years, oh my God, this would be amazing if we could, you know, apply for a Warhol grant and actually get it. So this was, I screamed a little bit when we got it and we got the news in, to say the least.
I followed up by asking Darrow how art in the city of Atlanta has grown since Burnaway launched.
I will say, I think second-tier cities are kind of in their heyday right now. I think as people are sort of disillusioned with some of the major, you know, traditional art centers for rent or just oversaturation or whatever that is, I think it's been really nice to see a lot more energy and just warm bodies coming into some of these second tier cities like Atlanta. In addition to that, I think there's been greater attention to some of these more off-center locations. And I think even just in looking at our readership, for instance, for the publication, a huge number of our readers are coming from the West Coast and from New York and Chicago and London. We don't have a super localized audience necessarily. We have people reading us internationally in a very major way. So I think that really speaks to a larger interest in what's happening here, which is really great to see, because I think that's a good sign of a city that has relevance on a much more global scale when people are paying attention.
Darrow is a native Atlantan, and I asked her what it means for someone to identify themselves as an Atlanta artist.
You know, I think that one thing that I really like about Atlanta is that we have a little bit of a scrappiness to us, because you kind of have to. And I think that goes for this sort of size city, because it's something where artists and arts organizations have really by necessity had to figure out how they're going to do stuff on very minimal budgets and pulling in a lot of additional partnerships and collaborations to be able to make projects really come to fruition. And so I think there's something to be said for that there's some ingenuity and inventiveness that comes along with being an artist here and figuring out how to make that work. And also, I mean, Atlanta is a great city for emerging artists. I think there's so many programs and opportunities for emerging artists here that it's, you know, that's something that's really great about Atlanta right now, is it's a great incubator for all of these people that are early in their careers or sort of at mid-career points to have really fruitful and, you know, productive work being made here. Atlantans generally are really excited about seeing what people can come up with. And so there's really good response to kind of whatever people throw at the wall. And so I think there's a lot of room to be really innovative here and to try a lot of things out. And not everything succeeds, but there's, you know, we certainly have a good success rate, I think, at this point.
Atlanta art is culturally distinct from the major art hubs of New York or Los Angeles. And I asked Darrow what unique challenges artists face here in the Southeast.
You know, I think we're inherently Southern and are very polite and nice. And I think that there's ways to have productive conversations about that. But I think just having really honest conversations, and I don't know if that comes out as a more productive conversations when artists are having, you know, a studio visit with a smaller group of people or in a crit group. But I think that is something that having those conversations is what will help sort of a lot of the artists that are working here or anywhere really be able to think about how they should be developing their careers and not just sort of sticking at, I just had a show and I was told that it was the greatest thing that's ever happened, which may or may not be the case. You know, you need some feedback in order to push forward. So I think publications like ours and some of the other ones that are based in town as well are really good ways to have some of that conversation, but I think it also goes beyond just, that's an important part of it, but it also needs to be in a more well-rounded way as well, that people can have more honest conversations.
Darrow says that part of the goal from the Warhol grant is to give greater visibility to artists and institutions, creating more accessibility to their work. I asked her to talk about Burnaway's role in educating the public and bringing more people into the arts.
In the way that we cover things, we've tried to be very accessible with our language and make that so someone that is coming in without an arts background can read anything on the site and they'll be able to connect with it and engage with it. And it's not something where two sentences in, they feel like there is vocabulary and language that is off-putting or just that this isn't for me, I'm not gonna be able to connect to this. So on the editorial side, that's a big part of it. But also in the programs we do, we've really tried to be focused in structuring that, not necessarily as a strict lecture, but it's a bit more open conversation, and that in programs we do, it's much more about having a conversation that is between multiple people. Is, you know, it's not somebody that is talking at you and telling you this is what you should think and this is why this is this way. It's kind of someone saying, well, here's kind of what I'm working on and how I feel about it. Let's have a conversation about how this may or may not be true. Mm-hmm. Part of just making artists and, you know, exhibitions or institutions more visible to a larger general audience is really important, because I think that helps just to create a little bit more of a feeling of accessibility to them, so that more people will go and actually see all of these really great things that are happening. So that's something that I think Burnaway really is passionate about, and I think that's a big part of what we're wanting to accomplish with this Warhol grant, is making a lot of these really fantastic things happening around the South and around Atlanta visible to people and make it something that a larger audience will want to engage with and want to, you know, go see that exhibition show or go and read more about that artist and see and just to make themselves more aware of it, or that they will at least pay attention to what we're doing, which gives them some opportunities to do that.
I finished our conversation asking Darrow to consider where Atlanta art will go in 2015.
There is less of an emphasis on a lot of the kind of more commercialized spaces. I think there's been a growing groundswell. This has been going on for years, but I think it's really coming up into a new sort of stage of maturity, to where the public art programming in Atlanta is about to get to a really interesting point and is going to be doing some good things. But also I think a conversation that I've been hearing bubble up a lot is actually around artists and their actual sites of production and where they're making artwork. So I think there's going to be some really interesting connections between art and the real estate market coming up, because there's just such a large number of people working in the city right now that are trying to figure out where they're going to actually make their work and trying to identify those spots. I know with the new Wonder Root building opening up, that's, you know, one spot, but there is a much larger presence of artists that are really clamoring for spaces to make art. So I think there's this really great opportunity in the next year for, you know, things like the Goat Farm to really expand and to have a lot of these really great sort of cultural pockets around the city as people find new locations.